Hello, bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm speaking with Melissa McIsaac, who is the Manager of Funding and Outreach at ROSSS, and she's going to tell us a little bit about their services and what they do. Hi, Melissa. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me. I will start by explaining what ROSS with three S's stands for. It stands for Rural Ottawa South Support Services.
Okay, and what kind of support services does ROSS offer?
So ROSS is a small nonprofit whose focus is supporting older adults, adults living with disabilities, and seniors stay in their homes as long as possible in their rural communities. So we offer everything from transportation, meals on wheels, social connections programs, to foot care, adult day programs, friendly visiting, income tax preparation, respite, caregiver support services, home support services, personal support services, pickleball, and then we offer luncheons, and we manage a telephone program called A Friendly Voice, which is a phone line for isolated and lonely seniors to call and just speak to someone to reduce their isolation.
Okay, so that's a pretty long list. How
it is.
So my understanding, because we were talking about this before the show started, is that you cover the area around Metcalfe and up to Edwards, that's in our coverage area, but that you could possibly, there's some things that some people can be, get access to if they still sort of live really close, but not quite in your normal area. Is that correct? Did I get that right?
You did get that correct. So we cover from Ashton to basically Metcalfe or Edwards, and as far back as Kempville and as far into the city, so as far north as people who are right on the edges of our catchment. And that is when the resource center that would be their typical service provider is not able to provide that service. They can then provide the referral to us and we can go ahead and provide that service. Alternatively, when we have programs like our social programs, or if someone wanted to purchase our frozen meals from our Meals on Wheels program, they could come to us. And of course, where you live, if you're coming to us, is completely, you know, anyone's welcome.
Okay.
And so we do have services in Metcalfe that would work for some of the people in your area.
Okay. We wanted to focus today on transportation, because rural transportation or lack thereof is a big issue, especially in Ottawa, where we have, well, there's problems with all the transportation everywhere, it seems like. Regarding transportation, like for seniors or for people that have other reasons that they need that kind of support, what is available?
So in terms of transportation for listeners in your area, aside from Edwards, that would have to be a referral from the Eastern Ottawa Community Resource Center. But again, often they aren't able to provide the service all the way out in the sort of fringes of their catchment. And so they'll refer it to us because it's closer for us. And that's an easy process. Our team is really, really amazing, and they're really great at walking people through that, so it's not complicated. And so, yes, so what we could do is help people with medical transportation, like to get to appointments in the city if they have a doctor's appointment or a specialist appointment or something. We can help with that, as opposed to having to take a taxi, exorbitant cost of, say, $200 there and back.
Right, exactly.
Much more affordable.
Yeah, if I took a taxi from where I am, which is Russell, but just outside the city limits, it would be, if I took it to the, say, my doctor's office, which is in the west end of Ottawa, it would be probably at least a $200 trip.
We recently had a client who got an appointment really last minute, and so we weren't able to provide the ride, because we do need like 72 hours notice, because we have so many, like, we're booked all the time, and so we do need a little bit of notice. We're not like a taxi service in that way,
right?
And so she did have to take a taxi, and it cost her just over $200 to get to the Civic and back. Which you can understand is not affordable for many people. I mean, none of us want to spend that, but some people just genuinely do not have $200 to spend. So if they're spending it on a taxi, that means they're not maybe doing groceries that week, or, you know.
Oh, I know. I've had times in my life when $200 meant giving up something else that was really important.
Of course, like, exactly. And so that's where our services are really important, especially in the context of transportation.
Did Ross start as a way to address these issues? Like, how did it come about?
So Ross, as it is right now, is the amalgamation, I believe it was in 2011, of two community support service agencies, and that is, it was Osgoode Home and Community Care, Rideau something, sorry, okay. I can't recall the name of the other one,
right.
But those two wards kind of merged, and so we are there to meet the need for community-based programming. So we know how difficult it is for people to access programming and services in the city. And so especially in the rural context, it's very important for us to be accessible right in the communities where people live. We are partially funded by the provincial government. So that's sort of how it came about. There's community resource centers sort of across Ontario, and we are one of those.
Oh, I see. I see. Mm-hmm. So this is something that was sort of thought up over 10 years ago to address a need.
Exactly. It has evolved a lot, as you can imagine, over the 10 years or 10 plus years, but the needs change, of course. So what we do today might not be the same thing we do 5 years from now, because we're always adapting and adjusting to the needs of the community that we serve.
Right. We don't have a lot of time left. Is there anything you want to add before we sign off?
I just wanted to also mention our Friendly Voice, two things really quick. Our Friendly Voice program, it is a telephone line. It is 100% free, and it's available 7 days a week. So if there are any listeners, and that isn't catchment based, it doesn't matter where you live in all of Ontario. So if there are any listeners who are feeling lonely or isolated and just need a friendly voice to talk to, please give us a call. The number is 1-855-892-9992. And then the other thing I'm just going to mention is if you're ever thinking of, you know, volunteering or donating or anything, please think of Ross and our isolated, vulnerable seniors, because we can definitely make good use of it.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate you taking the time. I know you're busy.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's our pleasure. I'm Candace. All right. So if people need your services, how can they reach you?
They can call us at 613-692-4697 or email us at info@ross with three S's.
Okay, great. Thanks so much. I'm Candace Vetter, and this is Local First on CJRO Radio, last on the dial, first for local news.